This is Only We Matter Podcast. I'm Brandon.
I'm Jacqueline. Our desire is to bridge the gap between generations. Too often we segregate by age and lose the benefits of learning from one another.
Let's jump into today's conversation. So like Facebook, Twitter, even Instagram. So my wife and I were talking about how we're so hesitant what to post anymore. We don't want to post opinion all the time. We don't want to post just kids all the time. And it's so public. And then people just fight, especially like Twitter, really bad one for people just blowing up about almost everything that you post on there. Ugh. And so lots of arguing goes on. Not my stuff. No one follows my stuff. So, but I never post. So why would they follow?
I follow.
Thank you. Nothing happens. So it's boring. I just like going on there for like hockey and politics myself. So, but I never really communicate on there, but they just become sour and poison for a lot of people. And so I just see a lot of those posts about, I'm not on here anymore. I'm done. And people are moving towards more of a private group setting of social media.
Okay.
Where they're in groups where they can actually have healthy conversation around the topic they want to be in. So like, for example, parenting, I don't know, like there might be some social media where you're in a group rather than a public forum, but it's still like social. You can still have a profile, you'll still share things, but it's a more of a safe place to discuss those things. Or you have to go, I don't know, another one could be like one of the apps that people are talking about that this doing this well is WhatsApp. Right. So WhatsApp.
Oh, it's huge. It's how I do business overseas all the time.
Yeah, exactly.
All the time.
You can do a group of, right? You can do any types of groups in it, and then you're connected at all times. So people are saying those type of groups are probably where everything's going to be going. Just because it is such a, it ends up being such a bitter market of trying to do social media, of being social online. And so, there's just anxiety, I think, for me, and I think for a lot of people, of what am I going to post? Like, why would I want to post my opinion on this and that unless I'm really trying to pick a fight? Or that's your first thought instead of like a good, healthy sharing platform.
You know, I think that's a really great topic because I'm on social media a lot, and yet I have found myself taking more breaks, taking a step back. I'm thinking more about what is it that I want to put out there? And you're right. I think that anxiety of, oh my goodness, is this going to come back to bite me? Because I just don't think I can. I know I posted something on Twitter. It was a little while ago. And there was a thread. And there was one person. I can't even remember who the person was. But this person was flagged by Twitter to me saying this tweet could, how did they say it? This tweet could have some questionable comments, or I can't even think of the word, because it was really, it was specific. It was like foul language, or it was something really could be offensive. You know how, do you ever get those? Like where, like Twitter just flags it because of my settings, I don't want certain things to come through. And so they flag it when, and I was like, oh, I don't even need to listen to this because this is not the stuff that I want in my life for right now.
Yeah, and that's helpful when I think those platforms introduce things like that to help kind of screen the conversation to be more of a conversation rather than whether it be a shouting match online or just to pick fights. Because, you're so strong behind a screen, right? Behind your laptop or phone or whatever. And so you care a lot less. So how do you make people care again, I think is the question. Like even with our podcast, right? So someone listens to this, they want to be a part of the conversation. What's a healthy way for them to be a part of the conversation? That's the question that I think a lot of people find themselves in the middle of. Whereas so I watch a lot of hockey. So a thing like NHL, they're big enough that like everyone, not everyone, but a ton of people love to talk about it so they can be on social media. And then there's like man, it gets fiery, right? It gets fiery on there.
Yes.
But something like our podcast, what would be a smaller, healthy venue for someone to have a conversation now about some of our topics that we've talked about, like, you know, men's mental health or tithing and money and all these issues? How can we then help foster that conversation? And I mean, for now, our prayer is that they would go and have a conversation with someone they care about, or, you know, a friend they have, and have a conversation with it. So, yeah, so it's kind of tricky right now. I think we're in a tricky time, a tricky area of social media evolving into something different, but it's not there yet. And so we're stuck in the middle.
Yeah, it's not there yet. And yet, I am I'm doing this online course, and one of the modules was about social media. And I'm excited because I haven't finished it. So I'm obviously just at the very beginning. But I have one of the articles that he cited, and I have seen this article before, is that when you're on social media, your phone primarily, for example, but it takes your brain 23 minutes. When you put it down, it takes your brain 23 minutes to redirect itself. To change gears, because, and this is what I found interesting, is that social media in general, on devices primarily, has become an addiction. And there's actually a medical name for it. And it's like digipsychosis or something like that.
Right.
And I'm like, okay, so then you put that into this whole... Do I want to put stuff on? So maybe I don't want to put stuff on it because I don't want to have any kind of retaliation, but I'm still addicted. So I'm still checking it out. I'm still looking at it, you know? And so a celebrity that goes on Instagram for the first time and then she crashes the whole system. Like, you know, I'm like, well, why would you start now? It's been out for so many years. Why on earth would you allow yourself to go on now?
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think you're right. I think, Brandon, I think that the trend that is happening, and this would be a really good question I think we need to put out to our listeners, is how do you feel about social media?
Yeah.
You don't need to give us your name. You know, if you can do it anonymously, then that's great. Tell us how you feel about social media and give us your age so we can have the demographic that it's coming from. Because I'm curious about, you know, the kids that are so excited because they get to legally get onto social media at what age is it? 13, 14? And then...
I got to learn that eventually.
Eventually, soon. Soon. It could even be 11. I don't know. I think it's 13. I think that's...
Somewhere around there.
It used to be 13. And so then they get on social media and they're so excited. And yet the stuff that comes out of social media, you know, I think we talked about this in a previous podcast too, because... I have a friend who works with their adults, but they have just had such a difficulty. They just have such learning difficulties and obstacles that they just have never been able to finish high school. And now they're just, their lives are, not healthy. They're not healthy lives. And, you know, I talked to her about social media and she said, you know, it's so, so difficult. Some of them are so emotionally scarred because of social media. And I'm like, tell me, I want to know because you are right in it, in the thick of it. And she said, you know, some of these kids, you know, when we went to school and you had a mishap in the cafeteria, it happened for the day. People probably talked about it for the afternoon. And then it was over. The next day started brand new. And you might have it come up in conversation again. But you know what? People just move on. But now everybody pulls out their phones and they videotape it. And then they post it. And now it is forever etched in time and history. Yeah. And you can never get it back. And if it goes viral, like, that's crazy. So, I don't know.
Yeah, totally. Totally. And we see it. It's seen everywhere now. That's it's different for me. I mean, when I was in high school, right after I left, I remember policy going into my high school about social media. Like, you know, I graduated, when did I graduate high school? 2006. So it was before the Facebook era is when I graduated. That kind of started right after, and really social media blew up. But it was like, it was still already, there was other platforms, right? Like MSN Messenger and all these bizarre things that we don't even think about today. But like, even that was like, it doesn't stop. And things used to have a break and you could cut a cool down period. And now with it in your pocket buzzing all the time or taking your attention, you probably never let those 23 minutes go by to the point where you're disengaged. So it's always on. And so even if everyone else has forgotten about it because the next viral video happens, they can bring it back. It can be brought back. I can Google your name and it pop up and then not hire you because of it, because you know, that even affects everything. It affects everything. Your social life, your work life. And
how many people have been fired because of that?
Oh, totally. Totally. Absolutely. Yeah.
I mean, the one guy at Christmas, I saw some article I read, he got fired because he went to Twitter. Okay, so I probably wouldn't have done this myself. I would have just kept it to myself. But went to Twitter and said, you know, I work for this company for X amount of years. I've been loyal. I've been trustworthy. And all I get is a jar of hot sauce or barbecue sauce or whatever. Right. Some form of sauce. And then he turns around and he gets fired. I'm pretty sure there's got to be more stuff involved there because that seems ridiculous. But... Yeah. But it's out there. And now, see, we're still talking about it.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Right. You're thinking of it. And yeah, it just, it's there. Right. And
so is, I mean, so. Go ahead.
Recently affected like Maple Leaf Foods, right? That was the one company recently where the CEO decided I'm going to air my grievances online and that's going to be forever. I mean, it affected the stock markets and he didn't, I don't know if he cares or not, but of his company and like, yeah, it's like that. It's just the effects of it for on a grand scale and then even on a minor scale, right? Of just some kid who wants to post their opinion and they get three bad replies or the people giggling at school or, yeah, there's the effects just keep going. So that's why like people are just, a lot of people are more and more hesitant to post things and to put opinion and want something smarter. A smarter way to have conversation, I think, and even a safer way to have conversation.
I think a safer way to have a conversation. I think that's a really great line. I, for myself, it's been a long time coming and evolving within me to really pinpoint and be articulate about what I desire to leave behind and what I desire to put out there, not just for the future, but presently, is that I really want to be someone that encourages and builds up and inspires people to do better.
Yeah.
To do better.
That's so good.
And I think that's just, it's just been a long time coming for God and me to work that out and to be articulate about it, because I'm tired of, there's just so much sadness and negative talk and tearing people down so that you can feel better for just a little bit, but not even thinking about the consequences of how that person you just finished tearing down can't get back up.
Yeah.
And I think we need to do better.
I think you got it.
Lord help us. Mm-hmm. Lord help us do better.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we've like thrashed that one around. Okay, Brandon. So let's go out and let's inspire somebody else to do better than us.
I love that. Thrash that around.
Is that our new saying? Thrash it around?
No, that's your saying, not mine.
Did I date myself? I don't know.
Yeah, I think so. I think that's...
Really? Well, let's bring it back.
Thrashed.
Thanks for listening to Only We Matter. I'm Jacqueline.
I'm Brandon. You can find us on any podcast site and social media site mostly. So join the conversation.